33 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is our good friend Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte was actually held a senior position in the Department of Education during the Reagan years. And of course, she found out that the whole idea of education under the Reagan administration was to dumb down the American people, to sign contracts with the Soviet Union, so we'd all have the same sort of an educational system. But we couldn't let the American people know that the whole purpose was not to educate, but to not educate our children, to give them a new type of math, not to train them in mathematical tables, not to get them to use their minds, but of course to take them away from doing what is necessary for an educational system. And so Charlotte, of course, got some of the information showing the subversive intention of the Department of Education under the Reagan administration, and she got it to Human Events. And of course, what it became obvious that she'd let the cat out of the bag, why, of course, they got rid of her. But before she left, she got a number of documents from the government, and she's put it together in a fascinating book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And actually, we have one of the last supplies of the book. I understand that Charlotte did some programs with Alex Jones. My goodness, Alex took all the paperback copies she had. We are getting some hardback copies, and when they're gone, why, they're gone. But anyway, it's a great book, and we're so glad that Charlotte's done this. Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Dr. Stan, do you hear me all right?
You're coming through fine. I also should mention that Charlotte has done something that is vitally important, because if you want to understand who it is who's destroyed America, why, you need to read the Reese Committee report. And this came out back in 1954. It was put out by the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate, the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation. And of course, what the congressional committee found was they had financed Alfred Kinsey to destroy the moral fabric of our society. They were financing communism and socialism in America to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., so the very wealthy then would be able to control those common people with certainly medical care and with Social Security benefits. But it's all about enslaving the people, because they intend, of course, they knew the system wouldn't work. Now they're going to, of course, lower our living standards, and poor people will always look to the slave master, and that's these people of great wealth like the Rockefellers and the Fords, and of course, that was why it was set up this way. But we couldn't let the American people know. Well, the Reese Committee report, Charlotte actually purchased the only remaining copy. I know that they bought up all the rest of them and destroyed them, but she got the one that was remaining, and she's put it on her Internet site, and it's there. How can people get to the Reese Committee report, which you published?
Dr. Stan, it's at my son's website, AmericanDeception.com, and just type in Reese Committee or Norman Dodd in the search engine, and it's there. And I'm very happy about that he put that up. It's 3,000 pages, I believe, of text, Reese and Cox Committee. And what I want to talk about today is that website people should go to, but then my own website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, has, as well as the one website we just mentioned, my latest article. And it's important because I really do believe this may be my latest article. You know, it may be the last one I write. And it's called The Death of Free Will. And I really urge all of your listeners to go to either one of those websites. It's posted there. It's also posted at Alex Jones InfoWars. And we've discussed it extensively. I've been on Alex Jones twice now, once a week ago, yesterday, and then yesterday again, in regard to this. And I was pleased with Alex because he did read what I consider to be the most important quote, in a way, in the article, because it shows that it's not just you, Dr. Stan, and your listeners, and me, and all of us who are frequently called conspiracy freaks and all. It shows that what has happened in education is not just something we're concerned about. But C.S. Lewis has written something very, it's just fabulous that we found this before the interviews. And I added it to my original article, The Death of Free Will. I happened to find this, I think at the hand of God, right? And I would like to read this quote, because first of all, folks, we're implementing the Soviet system right now. The school to work, the planned economy, where your child will have no upward mobility, no choice in his future, his or her future. Children are being selected out in as early as first grade for training for the workforce. This is part of the Communist Manifesto, the merger of the industry and government. Industry determines how many welders you need, or the cultural people decide how many ballet dancers, etc. And then they work together to provide the perfect number. It's what you call a planned economy. And that planned economy, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, that was all work. That's all been on the American Deception website. You'll find the testimony in regard to the need for the planned economy. Also, I would like to mention at this particular point the Dodd conversation with Rowan Gaither. Norman Dodd was told by Rowan Gaither that in 1953, during the investigation, but this was an off-the-record conversation in New York, that the foundations received their orders basically from the White House, and that was at that time Dwight Eisenhower, during the Cold War, the peak of it, to use their money to change America so it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Well, I'm really awfully sorry to have to tell your listeners today that I believe, I may be wrong, and I hope I am, but I believe that merger is taking place right now, as we speak. In education, it's taking place, and in our form of government. Changing our form of government to regional government, which is the planned economic system. It is the Soviet system. Unelected councils, etc. Now, for quite a long time, since the beginning of regional government, going way back,
hold
we've been on
hold
two
that
tracks.
Charles. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited time offer.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, and of course, basically, Americans really don't understand. America's secret was the fact that the power of the government was limited so people could be free, but the people in the great tax-exempt foundations, the people of great wealth, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, has always wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and so they took over both the leadership of both political parties. And through the banking system, they were able to purchase up the media and many of the major corporations, and they used the great wealth they were able to create through the fractional reserve banking system to control education and ultimately to control what the American people think. And the American people love it. I mean, they've provided Social Security and Medicare, and we have a utopian system, an unemployment insurance. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia. But it's all unconstitutional, and you can't have a government that provides for you and be free. But you see, the American people are never told that. We love the American way of life. We love ice cream, and we love football, and we love... But all of these things really have nothing to do with America. America was about a nation where the power of the ruling elite was limited. The power of government was limited so men could be free, and now we've reinstituted an all-powerful government. And believe me, I mean, what are the Republicans talking about? Why, the leader of the Republican Party, John Boehner, is talking about a 5% decrease in the expenditures by congressmen. They're all going to have to cut back on their expenditures so we can save $25 or $30 million with a federal budget of over $3.5 trillion. And that's what we're going to do to cut back on government spending. I don't hear them talking about doing away with the Office of Homeland Security for $40 billion, doing away with our war over in Afghanistan and Iraq, another $150 billion. Nobody talks about that. Oh, we're going to get a 5% cutback on Congress's expenditures, and we're really going to cut the budget. It's all political theater, ladies and gentlemen. It's time the American people got angry. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to repeat for people to go to either one of the websites, deliberatedumbingdown.com or americandeception.com, and type in the death of free will. At my Deliberate Dumbing Down website, it's listed as a PDF. And just look under PDFs. There are lots of things that you can check, click on there, but it's PDFs or articles. It'll pop right up. Now, what I was talking about is I believe that we are looking at what Norman Dodd was talking about. We are looking at the merger right now. And I've been waiting for it, and I think that Dr. Stan has seen it coming. I mean, we were told. Norman Dodd was told that this was the goal. Now, when they say merger with the Soviet Union, you may say, oh, well, the Soviet Union's dead. Well, yeah, you know, in word only. I mean, we have more communism here probably right now than they have in the Soviet Union. Luckily, we don't have quite as much as they have in China or North Korea yet. But when they talk about merging with the Soviet Union, that means international socialism, world government, global system, totalitarian, without our constitution, all that, etc. So when I say this is happening right now, I'm looking at my own state of Maine, and where we have we elected a Tea Party candidate, a wonderful man, as governor, Paul LePage. And we've just found out that his transition team is full of termites. From Brookings, you know, Brookings Institute reports are being used. They're calling for communism, right, to solve the problems of Maine. Can you believe this? Well, you're probably saying, how could they possibly call for communism to solve the problems of Maine, to create more jobs, to cut our taxes, to get us back to more constitutional government? Because Maine's been on the wrong track ever since 1970. Well, no, they're not. They've surrounded him. He's been totally surrounded. And I plead with those people maybe listening from Maine to please call, contact the transition team, and ask them please get rid of this think tank, which is headed up by a man by the name of Caron, and which calls for consolidation of everything, getting rid of half of our elected officials, getting rid of our county and state entities, dropping borders, consolidating more schools, the school to work agenda, charter schools are very dangerous. Okay, they are absolutely unconstitutional. They are the vehicle to put in school to work. All right, so there we've got the government structure, and I'm sure it's the same all over the country, being the final nail in our constitutional system, implementing the regional government. Not like we didn't have it before. Now we're really doing it big time because we managed to elect a Tea Party wonderful guy who I'm afraid may not understand that regionalism is communism. Now, we're going to go from the government end to the education end. In Maine, they're putting in, and all over the country it's going to go in, it comes out of the UN, it comes out of all the think tanks that want to put in the Soviet polytech school-to-work system, where your children will be taken out of the classroom at noon and go to the workplace, won't have any upward mobility. They're implementing that under something called the Reinventing School Coalition. It calls for a laptop for every student. It calls for students, no grades anymore, no ABCD, and no kindergarten through 12th grade. Students will proceed at their own pace, and it uses total quality management, the Baldrige principles, so your schools will be getting awards like Cadillac and Hilton Hotels. This is a school-to-work agenda. It's frightening. Some students will graduate at 14 years old, folks, and some at 21. Doesn't that tell you something's amiss here? All right. This is the economic end being put in, the Soviet planned economy. And then on the other end, we have the regionalism, which is a Soviet council system being put in. This is Maine. I plead with you, read that article that I wrote, The Death of Free Will. I think you can just Google the title, and it's popping up now on the Internet. Now, I started out with C.S. Lewis, and I'm going to just read a quote here in regard to school to work. Now, Lewis probably, at that time, I don't think he figured this was going to happen, but he was probably writing about the Soviet Union. He states very clearly in this article the serious philosophical implications inherent in school to work versus traditional education. We got this quote from, it's in my article, The Death of Free Will, so you can find it there. It came from C.S. Lewis on Liberal Arts Education by Gregory Dunn at the John M. Ashbrook Center. This is just one quote out of the whole thing that's in my article. He says that freedom... If education is beaten by training, civilization dies, Lewis writes. For the lesson of history is that civilization is a rarity, attained with difficulty and easily lost. It is the liberal arts, not vocational training, that preserves civilization by producing reasonable men and responsible citizens. Now, we're losing this, folks, and it's being done under the guise of school choice, of course, federally funded charter schools that do not have elected school boards, and working with the corporate sector. This is a merger of the public and private sector. Again, I was there when Ronald Reagan put it in. I was a liaison with the White House for this commission on private sector initiatives. And I realized what it was when I said to this lovely lady at the White House, Wendy Borchardt, I said to her, well, I'm not highly educated, but isn't this corporate fascism? Which, of course, your listeners know is socialism, right? And she said, oh, I just guess nobody really looked at it that way. So please believe me, I, of course, have sort of known this was going to happen because I knew Norman Dodd. I believed him. This is the plan. And they're putting it in right now, at least in my state of Maine. And we have always been sort of a lighthouse, they call us, a pilot for the country. Maine, little Maine, used to be the conservative, rock-bound coast, wonderful Mainers. There still are plenty. And they voted for this governor, who we believe is really a very fine person. And we got him elected over all sorts of obstacles. And now he's been surrounded by the tax-exempt foundation-type think tanks, Brookings, Heritage Foundation, all of whom support what I've just been talking about.
And I think it's important that people understand that all of these have been infiltrated by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, especially Heritage Foundation. Everybody thinks it's conservative. No, it's corporate fascism. They want, and they go right along with this idea of centralizing power in Washington, D.C., somehow saying, well, what we want to do is privatize the society. Oh, well, boy, what they're doing is ruining this society. They privatized medicine, and they got altruism out of medicine, and now it's all about the profit motive, and you can't run a healthcare system based upon the profit motive without destroying patient care, and that's what they've done. But it's in every aspect, whether it's education or healthcare or business. I believe in free enterprise. These people don't believe in free enterprise. They want corporate fascism. They want corporate monopoly. They want financial capitalism, and it just doesn't breed freedom. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Stan, well, what we're calling for here is something I never dreamed I would call for, and I know your listeners are probably going to think that Charlotte lost her mind. Well, looking around, where do we go now for help to keep this from happening? Where do we go to return our system to the original academic classical education run by an elected school board with a superintendent who takes directions from the elected school board, and then three levels, principals at the high school, middle school, elementary school, all of these entities working together with no unelected officials or parents groups involved? I love parents and all. I'm a parent, but I'll tell you one thing. When parents and outside unelected officials get involved in making policy, we're in trouble because we can't get rid of those people. I was on a local school board. I fought like mad. I got rid of a lot of rotten programs, and then they got rid of me. And I don't blame them. That, you know what? That's the way it should be. If they can get enough people to go up against me, hate Charlotte because she wants to have grammar taught, to get rid of me, that's the correct way. You can get rid of elected officials you don't want. Our community happened to be very liberal. So they got rid of me. Good. They have every right to. That's what we want. We do not want our elected officials being taken away from us. And that's what's happening with these public-private partnerships. No accountability. So you've got what we have. The only place I see for us to go now, because the conservatives aren't going to help us. There isn't a single conservative organization in the country I can think of. There's some good talk show guys like Dr. Stan, et cetera, but that is going to help us do away with the school-to-work agenda. They're not going to help us, so give up on that. The only place that we can go possibly, because I'm seeing support from teachers and teachers' unions, they do not like this pay for performance, so they have every reason not to. It's the Skinner method. They're being rewarded for teaching to the Federal International School-to-Work Test. They don't want to have their jobs hanging on whether they go along with this Soviet agenda. And they're saying, no, we're not good. We don't want that. We have seen, you'll see, actually, one of the links in my article is from Democracy Now. Now, whoever dreamed that Charlotte would be providing a link from Democracy Now? There's a teacher on there, high up in the union, who is so upset about what's happening to the education, the traditional education system. And she talks about, hey, folks, she says, first graders, workforce training. She talks about the Gates Foundation and the conservative tax-exempt groups. Look, they may be the only people we can go to. Good teachers, perhaps outside the public school system, good private school teachers, schools that don't take a penny of tax money, and good public school teachers and administrators who know what's going on, and they possibly can get their union leadership to work with them. I know you're saying, oh, well, how could you possibly be going to this entity that has been spreading this evil philosophy all over this country
We'll be right back with Charlotte Ismay here at the American Freedom Network.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte, at this point, I want you to get your website out again so people will know how to get there. And certainly the American Deception website is so important because it has the Reese Committee. It has a lot of old books on the occult. Apparently, Charlotte had gotten them from a group of intelligence officers who'd retired and tried to make some sense out of what's going on today, because most of it just doesn't make sense. I mean, why is America have troops in 130 nations and 724 in military bases. And why are we fighting in Yemen and Somalia? Oh, you didn't know we were fighting there? Yes, we're fighting there as well as in Afghanistan and Pakistan. We've got a real war going on in Pakistan, but we can't tell the American people. What's it all about? Well, it's all about the occult goal of creating a one-world dictatorship under a ruling elite and destroying Christianity, and it's all being financed with your tax money, but we can't let the common people know. But anyway, how do you make any sense out of it? Well, until you understand the spiritual forces mobilizing this, and apparently these intelligence officers gave Charlotte their library. Is that right, Charlotte?
Yes, yes. A very good friend of mine's father had been in intelligence during, I think, both World Wars. And he was independently wealthy, which was great. And he spent his whole life, basically, you know, adult life, after getting out. And he provided us with these extraordinary documents that he had been collecting for many, many years. And the interesting thing is that there were three of them doing this, collecting, three guys, they all knew each other. Within 1 week, two of them died of a stroke. And my friend, the third one, who gave us the documents, he had a stroke too, but he managed to survive, but he never was able to speak again. Sort of interesting, isn't it, that the three of them would all die of a stroke, all one, except for one, of a stroke within 1 week. He was a little bit paranoid about the stuff he had. I don't blame him. And, you know, he destroyed his whole card file, which was a tragedy. We sure could have used that. But anyway, he's the one that gave us this information. And then a lot of it is fantastic original documentation on education that I've been collecting for many, many years. But that's about, I would say the education documents probably take up a good third of the website. This is AmericanDeception.com. And my son, I really am grateful to him for the work he did. I don't know how he ever did it. 150,000 pages, hand-scanned. And a lot of them are old documents from old books, so they're different weights and different sizes, very hard to scan. And so it's just wonderful how our children, you know, sometimes they can give you a lot of problems in life, but sometimes they'll end up doing the most important thing, which certainly was for his mom, getting this information up there. So anyway, Dr. Stan, for your listeners, it's AmericanDeception.com, and the other website is MyDeliberateDumbingDown.com. And both of these websites have this new article, and I consider this article to be sort of a capsule of MyDeliberateDumbingDown.com. It's you know, about 12 pages. It's terribly important. There are four links that you click on that are absolutely dynamite. Please go there. And I'm going to read the conclusion. I mean, the recommendations are very important that I make in this article. It comes under solution to, I've just been talking about, the use of our schools to train and not educate our children for the planned economy, right, the Soviet system. Now, we have the solution that we have come up with. Is, quote, the following government agencies which control local education must be abolished. U.S. Department of Education, its laboratories and centers, and all federally funded state departments of education. Also, legislation must be passed prohibiting outside meddling in state or local education matters by corporations and tax-exempt foundations. Such legislation would prevent international, national, or corporate entities from administering attitudinal assessments and collecting private data on students, their families, educators, and or, think hard on this, members of small businesses. Now, we go on to say, it is doubtful that major conservative groups would help in this endeavor. Our best hope is to enlist the help of traditional teachers and administrators and small business owners who would have to go up against their prospective organization leadership. It might work. It's worth a try. Now, isn't this tragic that when we end up, who have been so concerned about the direction of American education and the damage to our children's values and lack of academics, going to the very people that we've been picking on. Now, have you noticed that the conservative leadership never talks about getting rid of the Department of Education? But they're always beating up on teacher unions and teachers. Now, let me point out, at the top of the teachers' unions, the very top, they are in bed with the international corporations and the very people that Norman Dodd talks about. They're in bed with the Rockefellers, the McGeorge Bundys, the CFR, etc., at the top of the union. But the teachers themselves don't even know that. So at the top, they support charter schools and school choice. You'll find the teachers do not support this. They're the only ones we can possibly go to. And it's a long shot, I agree. But where else do we go? If we want to preserve freedom in this country and upward mobility and free will, especially because the school-to-work agenda uses the Pavlovian, Skinnerian, computer, B.F. Skinner agenda method, it uses that, which bypasses the brain, which destroys free will. If we want to take care of this very serious problem, we'll have to go to the teachers. I mean, if anybody else out there listening has a substitute for that, I hope they'll let me know. Because charter schools are the vehicle. It was started by, well, they've been in the works for 40 years now. Aspen Institute came up with that idea a long time ago. But they've been in the works since George Bush Sr. recommended them. He set up the new American School Development Corporation, which was a public-private entity itself, unconstitutional. And they had these design teams for charter schools. And in the beginning, they looked good, and the situation is so drastic for parents out there, they're going to accept anything to get out of the public school system. So they got these parents on board. And, of course, the corporations were thrilled because they knew that these were going to be their little entities to train for the workforce, to put in the Soviet planned economy. Now, if that doesn't make sense, folks, please call me. But I think that you can read enough. There are a lot of wonderful articles out there on the dangers of school choice. I'm not the only one that's been up to it. There's a tremendous amount of it in my deliberate dumbing down of America on school choice just and charter schools. Just go to the index. Now, Dr. Stan's going to get, I don't know, Dr. Stan, how many hard, you're getting five hard copies, I think. And you're getting 20 soft. I'm sorry, it can't be more. But you will be getting them. They were sent out yesterday. Yes, yesterday.
Okay, thank you so much.
I emailed you the tracking numbers, okay? So the point here is, however, that the deliberate dumbing down of America, which is going to be no more copies, but I'm going to have it reprinted. When I get back, I'm going away for a while. But the deliberate dumbing down of America is a free download. You can go in there and click and download it. And if someone said to me, you know, you could do that and then go to Kinko's or something and have it reprinted if you want a copy, and it's going to cost you $70.
Hold that cop. We'll be back in just a moment. The American Freedom Network.
Scrub Woman Cleaners in Evans reminds all listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. Every day, between 3 and 5 children die from the effects of child abuse. The average child abuse victim is only 7 years old. Behind the statistics are the lives of innocent little children. End the tragedy. Report what you know to local authorities. This message is from Scrub Woman Cleaners in Evans. They're on the air because they care, and they're reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet.
Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, the last segment of the program. If you have a question for Charlotte, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Well, Charlotte, do you think we're going to be able to do anything about the educational system? Because basically when our young people complete college, complete high school, and they test them competitively with children throughout the rest of the world, we rate, I think we're probably about 30 of 35. We're down with Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia. Our kids can't compete because they've never been trained. They can't, many of them cannot spell because they have not learned phonics. They can't do mathematics because they've dumbed down the mathematical system. How can we cannot compete in the world if we, our students cannot excel and our students are not taught to excel, or they've been deliberately dumbed down?
Well, they've been deliberately dumbed down so that to get to the point where the parents will accept charter schools for the school-to-work agenda. And that's why I say, recommend, we have to go to the teachers and administrators. What you should do, make copies. Have hundreds of copies made of this death of free will, hard copies, right? And give them to your elected officials at the state level. Give them to the chairman of your Senate Education Committee, to your governor. Get that article out to all your elected officials warning them about what's happening. And we've got to change, as I said, legislation must be passed at the local level to get away from these tentacles coming from Washington. The international level is what is determining what your children are being tested on. And I said earlier, that's why teachers are up in arms about this performance-based merit pay and all. And as far as the children are concerned, the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, is reported to have recommended when he was in Chicago that the children get paid for good grades. Now, look, if you don't think that's dog training, what is it?
Well, basically,
please, folks, understand the method is evil. And B.F. Skinner's method, he said, I could make a pigeon, your child, a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. And he called the computer, which is going to be the only thing in the schools, no more books, he called that his box. So get with it. Don't believe what you've heard from all those conservative organizations that told you that I didn't know what I was talking about, that boycotted my little book in 1985, Back to Basics, or Skinnerian International Curriculum. They boycotted that 39-page book. They didn't want you folks out there in the boondocks to find out what had happened under Reagan. They didn't want you to know. They boycotted that book. If that book had gotten in the hands of parents and teachers across this country and in Canada, we would not be facing the Soviet takeover. I mean it. Now, please go copy my article, The Death of Free Will. Read it first. Understand it. Understand that there is no place to go but to the few, and I bet you they're not that many, maybe 10% of your teachers, maybe the people at the state, the teachers union. I've got a guy who's a teacher here in the state of Maine. He's leading this battle here for me. He's with the Maine Teachers Association. He understands what they've lost. And we're hoping we can get him as our new Commissioner of Education. But he's been surrounded, I'm not him, our governor has been surrounded by these Heritage Foundation types. Every state has a Heritage affiliate in it, don't forget. Has been surrounded by these types who are making sure that we don't get this good teacher in as our Commissioner of Education to bring us back to what was considered the greatest education system in the world that had nothing to do with training for the workforce and using behavior operant conditioning on little children, which you use on your dogs to train them. But it works for workforce training. It doesn't work for classical education, literature, math, science, art. It's a, look, folks, we've had it. When our children, as C.S. Lewis said, I mean, he said it, that this is the end. He said in this article, you can read it. He said, this is the end of civilization if we do this. Let me read a quote from William Ellery Channing. He's an American moralist, Unitarian clergyman, and author, 1780 to 1842. And he says, quote, to extinguish the free will is to strike the conscience with death, for both have but one and the same life. Now, isn't that marvelous coming from a Unitarian? I mean, they sure have changed their philosophy, has changed a great deal, you know, since that Unitarian Unitarian minister was talking, but that's exactly what he's talking about, because with operant conditioning, you're denying the child the right to think about things and perhaps say no. And the computer is the operant conditioning machine. Prior to this, we had values clarification and everything. It was so horrible, all of us have been fighting it. Values destruction, right? But your child was still able to determine, to think about what the teacher was telling him. Do I agree with this? This isn't what mom and dad or my church has told me. Able to reject a lot of this. But no, when they get the computer, when they get the stuff on the computer, it's going to be a very different situation. I mean, one of the top computer people with the World Institute for Computer Assisted Teaching said, wouldn't it be wonderful when the child in the smallest, remotest area can have a curriculum developed by the finest psychologists on the computer, right? And nobody will be able to get between the child and the curriculum. Well, all right, folks, who do you think he's talking about? You. You parents, you won't be able to get between your child and the curriculum, okay? Now, I plead with you, make copies of this article. Now I'm going to read something that's a new one.
Hey, we're out of time,
anyway. Remember Woodrow Wilson and World War One and the League of Nations and everything else? Do you want to hear a quote from him before he was president? Okay, here we go. This is when he was president of Princeton University, an address that he made there. Quote, we want one class of persons to have a liberal education, and we want another class of persons, a very much larger class of necessity in every society, to forego the privilege of a liberal education and fit themselves to perform specific, difficult, manual tasks. End quote.
Like workforce education to me. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Stan.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Charlotte Isabey. We do have her books. We have the last supply of them. They won't be available until she gets back from a tour, and she's going to be gone for many months. And so we have the last supply of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It sounds like we have both a soft cover and hard cover coming. I think the soft cover is $39.95. The hard cover is $59.95. But anyway, you can call our 800 number. They'll be able to tell you how much they are. So this is the time. I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, or certainly if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it to understand the spiritual forces that energize the people who are out to destroy America. Now, you must understand that there is a plan today to lower the living standards here in the United States, to bring us into a level of austerity and to transfer the manufacturing and production and the leadership of the world to the so-called BRIC nations, to Brazil, China, to Russia, and to India. That's the so-called BRIC nation. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness has made tremendous financial investments in those other countries. And, in fact, there was an interview on Sunday with Mr. Lula, who is the president of Brazil. And, of course, he was talking about how they were a capitalist nation down there, but they didn't have any capital, so they couldn't get the economy going. But now there's all sorts of capital, and they built these high-story buildings and factories and dams, and they are 80% of the electricity comes from dams. Where does all the money come from? Ladies and gentlemen, it came from our banks and from European banks. So instead of investing in America, they're investing in these other countries because there is a Brotherhood of Darkness. They control the banking system. They create money out of nothing. And they're building up the economy in other nations, raising their living standards and lowering them here. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, nothing makes sense. But there is an agenda, and that's why you need to get our material. Certainly you need to read our newsletters. They're available at RadioLiberty.com. You need to listen to our programs. You need to understand they're going to destroy the monetary system of this country, impoverish the people, and that probably you've saved and worked all your life to accumulate money. You may get back 20 or 30 cents on the dollar that you originally had. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, we have a massive debt today that can never be repaid. And they know that, and that's why recently they're passing legislation now to increase spending and cut taxes. How can you increase spending and cut taxes? We all love tax cuts. I love tax cuts. But why don't we decrease spending? And then we can have tax cuts. Oh, we can't decrease spending. We've got to fight and kill all those people over in Afghanistan because all those women and children are basically threatening our way of life, and we have to preserve our way of life. We can slaughter a million people over there. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry? Where is the moral indignation from the American people? How can you send our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die to kill people over there? And we're not fighting for freedom in America. We're fighting to bring about a world government to force, to create an antagonism among the Muslim nations so that we can have a war with the Muslim world. That's how we're going to get rid of a lot of people. And, of course, we're going to impoverish our country even more. It's what's lying in the future. Please pray for it. Pray for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome. Welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.